So I'm joined now by Adam Coutts, who is in Beirut and is a policy consultant on public health. Adam, it's quite interesting in Lebanon that they deal with this problem without having any refugee camps. What's the reason for that?
The reason that the Lebanese government have tried to avoid have avoided setting up camps is due to the issues with the Palestinians over the last 30 years, that Palestinians didn't want to go back. So now Lebanon have over 250,000 Palestinians living in Lebanon. So that's really which created pressures on public services, but also created security issues. So they're trying to avoid another recurrence of that situation.
And what's the implication, what's the impact of having this sudden influx? I think I'm right in saying that now every sixth person in Lebanon is a Syrian refugee. What kind of pressure does that pile on the Lebanese authorities?
The pressures are cross-cutting on health, education, housing, basic public services such as water. Lebanese healthcare system is overburdened by numbers, and people are unable to pay due to, most refugees don't have enough money. There's been a few cases over the last month of hospitals actually throwing people out on the street. It's one center in Tripoli, throughout, I think it's 20 injured people who couldn't afford the bills. There's another case more recently in Sinai of a woman who lost two, she gave birth to two twins, but unfortunately they died because she couldn't get access to, she couldn't pay for the healthcare, so they wouldn't let her in the hospital, which is quite shocking.
Absolutely terrible. Do you get a sense that the Lebanese authorities are trying now to manage or reduce the flow of refugees into the country?
No, to be fair to the Lebanese government, they've done a very good job. Lebanon has the reputation of being the branch that always bends and it doesn't usually break. But over the past 30, 40 years. But the estimates are that by October, some NGOs say by October, November, you potentially could have 1.8 to 2 million refugees in Lebanon, which is half the population, which is unprecedented.
I was going to ask you where you think this is all, where you think this is all heading, what your own sort of prognosis for the end of the year is.
It's sort of a downward slope, really. More people will come. I know there's no, the Lebanese government have spoken unofficially, something in the press today about setting up informal, formal camps on the border to try and stem the flow a bit. But I don't really think they can do that given the how Lebanon is divided up across religious lines. People will keep going down south, and other people keep going up north to the Sunni Shia areas.
Adam, it's
but of course all that.
clearly a very sort of volatile situation. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you very much.